The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Build Your Tribe. Today is a Quick Tip Tuesday, and I want to share with you some recent findings and interesting statistics on the difference between image ads and video ads in this episode. Before we go much further, make sure you're subscribed, and if you're feeling grateful this week, I would love it. Brock and I would be incredibly honored to have you leave a 5-star review on whatever device or whatever platform you're listening to this podcast. So let's talk about ads. First of all, I can tell you that we've had just a huge response to our ads, the difference in our ads when we were using video ads versus image ads. The power of video marketing is frankly undeniable. Videos obviously are the way to go. We know, statistically speaking, people want to connect with a brand. They want to understand a brand. They want to know, like, and trust a brand. And it's just so much easier to do that with a video versus an image. So why do we continue to use image ads? Well, it's easier. I know even for us, we continue to use image ads often because we're using agencies that are helping us with our ads on both Instagram and on Facebook. And sometimes they don't want to bug me. And they'll be like, oh, we put together this ad. Here's how it's performing. And I'm always like, bug me. Trust me. I will spend whatever time it takes to create a video ad for you, because they perform up to 76% better just for us. So it's worth the time and effort that it takes to create a video. And you probably already know this, but I want to give you some specifics on what you might not be aware of will help your videos perform even better, number one. And number two, how to create them yourself. Like, you can do these yourself. We have agencies that can create the videos for us, but I create them myself. So I'm going to link in the show notes to a couple of the ads that I've done so you can actually see them. And I'm also going to play a 30-second audio from one of our ads so you can just get a sense of what that sounds like. But here's some things that I want you to know before I get to those really granular things that we're doing. Instagram videos attract nearly 3 times more engagement than an image, a sponsored image, that is, you know, like an ad that is just an image. People comment on them at a higher rate. They get watched more frequently. People rewatch them. In other words, an organic video post gets up to 38% more engagement, and that means clicks, than an image. Also, very, very interesting statistics with regard to both Facebook and Instagram and use, at least here in the United States. We now know that 96% of access on Facebook is done on a mobile device. So that should tell you a lot. That should tell you, number one, your videos need to be optimized for mobile. They need to be optimized for a smaller screen. Here's another thing it means. It means that people are watching videos on their phone on mute, because we are always on our phone. We're always on our phone. We're on our phone under the table at a meeting. We're on our phone when we're working out. We're on our phones at the dinner table. Like, people are always on their friggin' phone, and we do so on mute. This is why it's really super important that either your video has captions or it's using call-outs. Now, I personally, you've known this because you're listening to Build Your Tribe. You know that your videos need captions if you want people to watch them, especially an ad. That's just like advertising 101. But captions don't perform as well as call-outs. So a caption is typically a transcript of what I'm saying in the video, but there's certain words that I want the viewer to pay attention to. And the average viewer, especially if they haven't like fully engaged with the video yet, they're just glancing at it. You've got like 3 seconds to capture their attention. And the average person doesn't want to like read word for word for word what you're saying. So you've got to pop those words off the screen using fonts that move on your video. And I'm going to share with you my absolute favorite app to do this with. I think it's a paid app. I know there's a free version and a paid version. Dude, get the paid version. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm just telling you, like, you know, time is money. and don't mess around with the free version. Get the paid version of Video Leap. I will put a link to it in our show notes as well. This app is bomb, and it's what I've been using to create all of our video ads lately. It is so bomb, and you're going to need it for a couple. You could probably do this with iMovie too, but iMovie just doesn't allow you to format for square video. iMovie just is not very user-friendly. There's a couple of other video apps that I've mentioned before that I still like, but at the moment, I'm just spending all my time in Video Leap. Okay, so remember, you've got to put call-outs on your video because people are watching on silent. In fact, did you know this? 80% of social media users say that they have a negative response to a brand if when the video starts playing, it's loud and unexpected. Very interesting, huh? So yes, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, they're all working on creating enhanced automated captions for videos, but do you really want an automated caption? Automated captions usually are going to misdiagnose what it is they think you're saying. Don't be lazy about this. Use pop-ups in your videos. And videos that have pop-ups or even just captions get viewed in a 12% increase of a video without them. All right, so now let me share with you some things you want to keep in mind. Our attention span right now is less than that of a goldfish. You know that. So first of all, your video needs to be short. Ideally, our videos, the ones that perform the best, are under a minute. And in fact, the ones that are doing the very best are 30 seconds. 30 seconds. How in the heck do you get your message across in 30 seconds? I'll tell you how you have to do this. You have to do this with jump cuts. You can't even waste a breath between your words. How do I create jump cut videos? So I will typically record a sentence, right? Like, so let's say, for example, so I will record the audio for a video, or I'll record a video and I will record myself talking for up to 10 minutes. Just, I'll repeat the same little line. Like, if you need help getting focused, you need a push journal. Like, I'll say that line like 10 different times in different variations and in different inflections. And then I'll go to the video and I'll grab the take that I like the best, and I will literally edit out my breath. So it literally sounds like, I don't even know if I can do it without editing it, but I would say, if you struggle with focus, you need a push journal. Like, literally, there's no beat, no breath. And I personally can't, or I don't find that I sound very natural if I try to speak that fast. So instead, what I do is I just record it at a natural tempo, but in editing and post, I pull the words together even closer. And you'll hear an example of that in just a moment. So that's number one, is shorter is better. Anything over 2 minutes, forget it. It's just not going to perform well. I mean, unless you're just super captivating, and that's possible. But for most of you, you want to keep your videos like 30 seconds to a minute. That's number one. Number two, visually, something has to change every 1 to 2 seconds. So if you think you can just stand and talk directly to the camera and nothing's happening other than words popping up, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about visually, people need to feel like things are changing every 1 to 2 seconds. Our brains in the last 2 years have been conditioned to quickly swipe. We tap and we swipe about every 2 seconds. It's just like a natural tendency. It's what we want to do. So you want to create a video where it feels like the video is advancing for them. Here's how I do that. I'll record 10 minutes worth of me talking. I chop it up. I take the best cuts. I boil that down to 30 seconds. Then once I have that 30 seconds, I use the transition feature in the app, Video Leap, right? So I'll put a cut. Every 2 seconds, I'll put a cut. And then I use a transition between the front cut and the back cut that feels like a swipe to the right. So every 2 seconds, it feels like the video is swiping, even though it's me in the same spot, it's not a new setting, etc. But it gives the viewer that feeling that they need, because we don't have an attention span, that the video is progressing for them, it's swiping. Isn't that interesting? And these videos for us are crushing. They're performing really, really well. What I'm interested in doing now is experimenting and testing, and I can't tell you what the results are yet, but we're testing 2 different videos, both of which follow the format that I just shared with you, where you're swiping every 1 to 2 seconds. But then on top of that, I'm testing a version where not only is that happening, but there's a border at the top and a border at the bottom, and the words there are changing too, so that there's a lot going on in the ad, a lot. Like, you couldn't take it all in on your first watch. You'd have to like rewatch it to take in some of the words, and that's very intentional. That's exactly what Instagram and TikTok are doing with Reels. The Reels that are the ones that are going viral are the ones where you have to rewatch it. And each time you watch it, that's counted as a view. And you have to rewatch it because you didn't catch the font that popped up or the words that popped up because they went by so fast you didn't have time to read it. So that's another technique I'm using in my ads, is I'm using captions or pop-ups and I'm only leaving them up there for 1 second. Like, if you only have 1 second to read 5 words, you have to read fast, or you have to rewatch the video. So I'm doing that very intentionally so that people have to rewatch the video. Now, video ads can work on Instagram in stories, right? But that's typically going to be to a warm market. You can hit up a cold market, but remember, all they're seeing is the video. Whereas if I'm using a square video, let's say, or a video that's showing in display, in the feed, if you will, then I can use more than just a video. I can use the video and I can use a caption and I can use those two things together. But if you've got a video ad, it's got to be pretty, pretty captivating, and it needs to feel organic. If it feels like an ad, you know this, if it feels like an ad, nobody watches it. So I'm going to share with you a couple of suggestions. The first of which is, like, don't go into ad mode. You know how we do. Like, we have a different voice. I do it too. I have to break myself of this habit. I tend to have, like, if I'm like, okay, I've got 30 seconds, I got to crush this, I tend to slip into a different, like a selling voice. And that is not performing as well as me just using the same voice that I would use if I were talking to my followers on Instagram. And so what we've been doing, this is just, I'm hoping this will help you. What I'll do is, it's like, okay, I'm going to go to my stories and I'm going to talk about one of our physical products, the Push Journal. And I'm just going to talk about it. And when I do that, it comes across very natural. And then I'll save those videos and I'll chop those up and turn them into an ad, even though I didn't intend to do that from the beginning. Because when I sit down, I'm like, okay, I need to create an ad. I slip into ad voice and it just feels phony to me. And it doesn't feel, it's not watchable. If it's like funny and real and the way I would talk to my followers, and people are going to be more likely to engage with that content. So I'm going to let you listen right now to a 30-second ad that I created that's just about the Push Journal. And here's what I did. I created a reel that did really, really well. It got like 100,000 views in 10 hours. And it's about the fact that I have ADD. And if you're watching the video, it's even funnier, but I'll let you listen to the audio. And then once I finish, I'm like, this is the whole reason why I created the Push Journal, is because I have ADD, because I can like walk into a room and see a pile of laundry and get completely distracted. Like, everything distracts me. So if I don't have my Push Journal with me, like, it's hard for me to focus. And the only reason why I've had the success I've had, having two podcasts that we have over almost 70 million downloads. That's insane. Brett and I have built, I'm giving you my resume now, but you know the story. Like, we've built several multi-million dollar businesses. You can't do that with extreme ADD unless you have a system to keep you focused. So I created this video, like, talking about my ADD. But then when I finished it, I'm like, the whole reason why I'm successful is because of the Push Journal. So I could just turn this whole little funny reel into like, hey, you know, if this is you, you need a Push Journal. And that's exactly what I did. So after I finished creating the reel, I just changed the last 5 seconds of the video, and you'll hear it. Literally the last 3 seconds of the video, I changed to basically create an ad. But because I wasn't thinking in ad space initially as I created this, it feels much more natural and more organic. And this ad is crushing. All right, I'm going to let you listen to it. I sit down to record a podcast, then I realize I don't have my notes. So I head upstairs and I get a text, which is just enough distraction for me not to remember why I'm upstairs. But then I see some laundry, so I sit down to fold it and realize there's a bunch of things I need to order on Amazon, which I spend the next 30 minutes doing. As I'm putting away my yoga tights, I realize things look really disorganized, so I spend the next 40 minutes reorganizing my yoga tights. And in a stroke of luck, I find my coffee cup and my notes. Head to the kitchen to reheat my coffee and realize, apparently I did this yesterday too. Well, that's it. So I want you to play around. I want you to go take a look at this ad. You'll see it in a link in our show notes, and download the Video Leaps app or whatever app you want to use. It doesn't matter, but just start making your own video ads. You can do this. All right. I love you. Thanks for listening. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done. I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, you probably know that Brock and I did a 5-day challenge. It was $27 and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub. And it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following, you've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers, or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like every question you could have, like how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get two top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to instaclubhub.com. Again, it's instaclubhub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.